Yeah. So what we're watching right now, we talk about the dryness that's starting to maybe bring some ripples into the production phase for second crop corn. You've got a situation where they are in active pollination this last couple of weeks. They will actually finish probably this week or next week. But some of those drier areas could see some light drops in overall production because of that dryness during the pollination phase. So that'll be something to watch. You bring down their production. Let's say maybe we just start with bringing it down by 1 to 2 million metric tons. Maybe it's 3 or 4, something like that. I wouldn't go crazy. I don't think it's a massive drought issue at this point. I think it's just taking the top end off. But then what you're also talking about down in Brazil is the fact that they are looking at increasing their use of corn for ethanol. They've gone that way now for about the last 4 or 5 years, where they've increased. And this is getting to a point where now they've got some fairly tight ending stocks. You look at their stocks to use ratio, and it's sitting at about 6.5%. The record in the last, say, 10 to 20 years is 5.2%. That's fairly tight. If you cut their production, and depending on how much you do, and you increase their overall usage for corn for ethanol, now you're talking about maybe retesting that 5 to 5.5% stocks to use ratio, which would be very, very tight, would also free things up to maybe see some switchover of export demand to the United States, maybe to the tune of 50 million bushels, something like that. So that is a situation we'll have to continue to monitor. Obviously, tighter ending stocks means that there's less to ship out, especially if you're using a good portion of that, not necessarily that you're losing it in production, but you're using it for other necessities.